Good evening from the Van Sitters Field in Sault Ste. Marie. We're ready for Blue Devil football. Dave Watson and my partner, Pat Bennett, broadcast engineer Frank Bassett, working our variable resistors here for us tonight as the Tawas Braves take on the Sault High Blue Devils in the home opening game for Sault High. Blue Devils were able to get off to a fast start right from the kickoff as they had a short kick that turned into an onside kick for Sault High that they were able to recover against St. Ignace. They stormed down the field on a short field and scored early and often in that game, and the Blue Devils will be doing the kicking duties like they did to start last week's game. They'll be doing that again tonight, moving from left to right as seen on your radio dial, kicking towards the south end zone, and the Blue Devils will be moving towards the south end zone offensively, defending the north end zone as Tawas has one man back deep at the 20-yard line, and that is Lucas Herrick doing the kicking duties for Sault High, number 59, Chris Kiekhafer for Sault High, as the Blue Devils have the ball on their 40-yard line, waiting for him for the signal here as Kiekhafer will kick it away to the Tawas Braves. And Kiekhafer trots towards the ball, and it is a short kick taken by Tawas at the 25-yard line. They'll fall on it there. That is number two for the Braves. Even Evan Mokdi falls on the ball, and the Braves will take over on their own 25.
Yeah, and that's, you could see Coach Menard was down around the 25-yard line. I think that's where he wanted Kiekhafer to kick the football, and that's obviously what he did there, giving them difficult starting field position at the 25 against a very stout, Sault High defense that gave up maybe four or five first downs last week.
Now the quarterback is number three, Granite Behringer. And Behringer in the shotgun. He has a man in motion now, and they'll hand off to him on a sweep to the right side. Breaking tackles, brought down, and it looks like he'll be brought down for a loss on that sweep to the right side. Good play by the Blue Devils getting over there. LaPlante was over there for Sault High along with Timmy Garland.
Yeah, and John Robinson as well. But you got to give Callan Campbell a lot of credit on that play because he got on that defensive end position and did not overcommit, forced the runner to go a little bit farther, and then Robinson was able to come up with Garland helping out to clean up that play. So excellent job. Great start defensively by Sault High.
Loss of 4 yards on that run, and it will be second and 14 from the 21 of Tawas. And Behringer in the shotgun. He has a man in motion now, moving from left to right. They'll hand off up the middle, breaking tackles across the 25 up towards the 28-yard line. Garland in on the tackle along with Lujan and 82 Gravel for Sault High. The ball carrier was Lucas Herrick for Tawas.
Yeah, and that was a little counteraction, a little counter trap they ran at him. Faked that jet sweep and then went right back to their inside thing. They picked up, 7 or 8 yards there. Gravel came in from his safety position. That's one area I thought we were very solid was in the secondary last week. We did a pretty good job covering the pass. We gave up one long pass play, but basically I thought we had good coverage all night last week.
And now the Braves have a 3rd and 5 after a good gain of 9 yards on that play for the Tawas Braves. And we have movement on the line. Someone jumped.
Sault High was pointing, yep, and it was. It's a false start. So they were pointing at Tawas that somebody moved on that right end, and that caused the false start. And that's a good break by Sault High because instead of 3rd and 5, now it's 3rd and long at 3rd and 10.
Now the Braves will come out on 3rd and 10 as Coach Bennett and my partner mentioned. I was going to call him Coach. And now Behringer in the shotgun coming up. 3rd and 10 for Tawas. Back at their own 25-yard line, Behringer in the shotgun. He has twins to the right as receivers. One split back set to his right side. Behringer back to pass. Looking, he quickly throws a slant to the left side. Completed at the 30. Breaking tackles. He got away from Gravel, and Lujan cleaned it up for the Blue Devils. As a nice pass by Behringer to the right side, able to get it over to Herrick for a completed catch.
Yeah, but a good defensive stand there by Sault High. Gravel came up, made the initial hit, and then was cleaned up late. But a good job by Sault High, I thought, coverage-wise, keeping everything in front of him the first down and then stepping up making a hit. And going to force Tawas here probably the punt. We'll have Max Scott back deep to receive this.
Now the punt coming for the Braves, and Max is back at his own 30-yard line. And there's the snap, the punt. And the left-footed punter punts it, takes a Sault High bounce all the way back to the Blue Devil 47-yard line, and that's where Sault High will start with good field position their first series for the Blue Devils as they are able to keep Tawas to a 3-and-out.
Yeah, and again, great field position, although this is the first time I think all year we'll see them start on their home territory at the 47-yard line. I don't think they started much in their home territory last week at all, but great field position. You know, the punt got off good, but a good read by the punt returner there letting that bounce, and then Tawas didn't jump on it right away and let it bounce back 10 or 12 yards.
9:19 left here, opening quarter, no score. First and 10, Sioux High, their first series. First play from scrimmage coming up offensively. Davey under center. Split backs behind him, a receiver to the left side on first and 10 from the Sioux High 46. And they hand off to Robinson, and a host of Braves are there, and they drive him back for about a 6-yard loss. Good play by Tawas. In on the play was Mokdi, number 5, along with 64, Eric Noker, and a host of Tawas Braves.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that, you know, Tawas watched the film and realized that Robinson probably carried the ball 25 to 30 times last week, and they're going to be keying on him. So let's see if Suhai, you know, fakes it to him a couple times and tries to bury things up.
Loss of 5 yards. Blue Devils at their own 41. Davey under center. Split backs behind him. Receiver now to the right side of the senior quarterback. Tawas is throwing blitz, putting everybody in the box. Now Davey under duress. Quickly gets it off to LaPlante at the 45 at midfield. And breaking tackles. He steps out of bounds across the 50 to about the 40-yard line. Ryan LaPlante on that little screen pass to the right side.
Yeah, you absolutely read it correctly. I mean, Tawas sent 3 extra guys up there. They got through, but give Davey credit. He eluded it out to, got out to his right side, was able to dump the ball off to the flats to LaPlante, and he was able to turn a big play. If they want a blitz, that's a quick way to beat it right there.
A nifty run there for LaPlante after the screen pass. And that will be a gain about 25 yards and a first and 10 from the Tawas 35-yard line. Good pitch and catch. Now first and 10 for Sioux High. Split backs behind Davey. Nobody out as a receiver. They'll hand off to Robinson. He breaks a tackle off to the left side. He gets to the edge across the 20, 15, 10 down the sideline. He goes walking the tightrope, and he steps out of bounds just shy of the end zone for Sioux High.
Yeah, they're going to call him out at about the 3-yard line, it looks like. He tried to tiptoe down that sideline and reach and break the pylon with the ball, but the ref got him out at about the 3. Great run, a little off tackle to the left side, and a great job by that line. And, you know, if it wasn't for number 24 for Gabe Kanczewski from
Kanczewski.
Why? Okay. he would have made it to the end zone.
Kanczewski.
Well, I don't have the spelling that you got from him.
Now Davey on the handoff, goes right up the middle, and a host of Tawas Braves are there to bring him down shy of the goal line, about a yard or two on the play.
Yep, that was Robinson again, I believe.
Oh, yes, I
didn't realize you gave me a nice little laminated. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Well, I was helping out Tony, too, getting all the punctuations. Yeah. He needs all the help he can get over there. Tony Haller, the public address announcer for Blue Devil football this year. So I went down and did a little extra work to help Tony out.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Well, you know, he needs a lot of help.
He does.
There, you know. Second and goal from the 1.
And the scorekeeper, Nertoli, back for his 40th year.
Yeah.
Second hamburger already.
Happy anniversary. And split backs now behind Davey on second and goal. They hand off. Up the middle they go. And it's a touchdown for Ryan LaPlante. And that was a 1-yard plunge.
Great offensive drive by Sioux High. I really liked how they came out of saw that blitz coming. Davey was able to roll out and start this off by hitting LaPlante. He picked up that 25 yards. From there, a good run by Robinson. And then two quick plays from there, touchdown Sioux High. And, you know, if you're Coach Menard, he wanted to get off to a quick start, and he certainly has.
Yes, he has. And Sioux High able to get the touchdown. Now they'll try for the point after, and it will be Cole Hawker. He hit about 3 of them last week. Sioux High with a 6-0 lead. Now Hawker sets up, and as a high snap, and Garland puts it down nicely, and he nearly lost the snap because it was a quick one. But he did a nice job, did Timmy, to grab that, set it down, and Garland puts it through the right, upright, 7-0 Sioux High.
Yeah, great job there by Garland at grabbing that ball. You're right, that was a high snap. He was able to put it down, and that, sometimes that can mess up a kicker, but Hawker wasn't fazed and was able to put it through that left side. And just like we said, I believe Coach Menard had it touched on it in the pregame, they wanted to get off to a quick start. They got a 3-and-out. on defense, able to put the ball in the end zone within about five plays, six plays for Sioux High. Excellent job, and they got to be very happy with the start. Now you just got to continue to build upon this.
Well, plus the other thing, they faced some adversity too a little bit. Thomas came after them, nine guys in the box, and they did a nice job of being able to get around that and the big screen pass, and then you get in the end zone.
Yeah, and I was still on that play. You got to give Davey a lot of credit because he was in trouble back there, and he was able to elude one tackler and then dump it out and throw it to LaPlante. And a lot of people think that's an easy pass. That is not an easy pass in traffic.
No, it isn't, especially when you got pursuers coming after you. And the time of that drive was 2:19. Thomas muffs the kickoff. They booted around at their own 20-yard line, but I think they fell on it as a host of Blue Devils converged in. Thomas will have the ball on the 20.
Yeah, they number five there, Lucas Herrick, kind of bobbled it about four or five times, and they were able to pay. He almost lost it, but then he was able to pick it up and recover it, and I believe we have a Tawas player injured on the play here.
Yeah, and looks like Doc Mackey and Matt McLeod, the Sioux High trainer, will be out there. Tawas has a couple of guys coming over as well. That really could have been ugly there as a host of Blue Devils were converging, but Tawas able to keep the ball first and 10 from their own 20-yard line as they have an injury on the field, but a good start for the Blue Devils, and special teams nearly came over with another turnover.
Yeah, and like we said, it's been pretty good. I mean, we've seen the kickoffs have been solid. I think the coverage has been good. Obviously, the extra points have been very, very solid all year and now so far. And so, you know, like I said, the only thing we haven't seen is the punt team, and maybe we don't have to see them for a while. Yeah. I guarantee if I went down to Scott and said, hey, you'll never have to punt this year, he'd be very happy.
Yeah, I think he'd take that. Yeah. Blue Devils right now with the lead of 7-0 on the LaPlante run for the touchdown from 1 yard out for the Blue Devils. And the touchdown was from 1 yard out for Ryan LaPlante. PAT good from Cole Hawker in 7:07 at the time of that touchdown. A 54-yard drive for Sioux High. And 2:11 time of the drive. Two first downs for that drive for Sioux High as they were able to get the touchdown from LaPlante and the point after from Cole Hawker for Sioux High. 7:03 to go here in this quarter. And Tawas now with the ball as they have first and 10 from their own 20-yard line coming up, down 7-0.
Yeah, and again, the defense coming back out here, and it looks like the Tawas kid's going up on his own power, which is good to see. And that was actually the returner, I believe, number five, Herrick, that was kind of dinged up on that play. So we'll see if he comes back into the game. But, you know, for Tawas, they got to try to put something together, and they did have a couple. What I thought, they had a good pass, and they were able to make a couple runs. But again, the penalty and a couple mistakes cost them. So we'll see if they can clean that up defensively. I thought Sioux High was very, very sound. Again, the front four doing a great job.
Lucas Herrick was the young man that went out, and he looked pretty good early in this game. So the Braves don't want to lose him for too long. Now the handoff on a sweep to the right side. Not much doing there as Lujan in on the play for Sioux High. Look like as well Timmy Garland helping out, and Ryan LaPlante as well.
Yeah, and those are the two areas we talked about last week, Lujan and LaPlante. They're filling in for, and that's Caden Lujan. They're filling in for the Lujan, his older brother, who had a heck of a career here at Sioux High, and we were wondering how this was going to play. Well, these two guys at the middle linebacker position have done an outstanding job.
Second and 10, no gain on the play from the Tawas 20-yard line. Blue Devils up 7-0 early on with 6.5 to go opening quarter. Back to pass from shotgun, in trouble, and down goes the quarterback, Behringer, and Chico was there as he blew that up the middle for Sioux High.
Yeah, excellent job. Chico came in, and, you know, that's a luxury Sioux High has. They only have to sit. They don't have to blitz to get to the quarterback. Their defensive line is very stout. And that time Chico got in there and was able to pick the sack up. And I was looking down the field. There wasn't a lot of areas for Granite Behringer to go with the football.
Loss of 7 yards. It's going to be 3rd and 17 for Tawas as the Braves have the ball. Now just inside their 10-yard line, about the 12-yard line for Tawas. Now they have one lone setback. It trips to the right. Behringer, a screen pass, has his man, but he's pile drove all the way back to the 10-yard line for Sioux High, and Jake Davey from his defensive back position able to make that play.
And he closed on that quick. You know, that was just a quick swing pass out to the wide receiver, trying to set up like a wide receiver screen, a little bubble screen, and Davey blew that up right from the get-go. An outstanding job by Suhai's defense right there. Another three and out, and going to force Tawas to punt deep in their own territory.
No gain on the play, 4th and 17, and the Braves will have to punt just shy of their end zone. And here's the snap from the 5-yard line. The lefty kicker will get it off, and Suhai muffs it. They tried to charge it. Not a good move. Loose ball on the play, and Suhai will recover. And that was a dangerous play by the punt returner for Suhai, Max Scott, as he charged it, and the ball took a one hop right off him and went back towards Tawas, but Suhai able to recover.
Yeah, they were lucky there. You know, Max on that situation kind of hesitated for a second and then saw it was a short punt. He had the right idea. If he catches the football, he's going to have great, great field position. Unfortunately, he muffed it. Luckily for Suhai, they get it back and still will start in great field position starting on their 36 or 37-yard line.
First and 10 for Suhai from the Tawas Braves' 36-yard line. Davey under center, split backs behind him. A receiver split off to the left side for the Blue Devils. Up 7-0 Suhai here in the first quarter of play. 4:59 left in the opening quarter. Now the handoff to Robinson. He'll go wide, and he is trapped in the backfield, and he's going to be brought down for a huge loss back at the 45-yard line, about a loss of 9 yards on the play.
Yeah, it's never good when your running back's going east and west and not north and south, and in that situation they started going east and west, and he tried to cut it back, but there wasn't anything there, and he did have a huge loss, and that's twice Tawas on that same play. That's the last time they had that huge tackle for a loss. It was on that same little play to the right side. Suhai seems to like to run, have more success to the left, but they're working the right side of the line right now.
9-yard loss on that run by Robinson, driven back to the Tawas 45-yard line. It's 2nd and 19. Davey under center, split backs behind him. Nobody out as a receiver now for the Suhai Blue Devils. Now Davey, play action pass, a roll off right side, looking downfield, and it's completed to the Newts. There's McShane, open the door. He's going to take it to the house. None of but green in front of him. Touchdown, Suhai on the pitch and catch. Davey to McShane in a 45-yard play.
Yeah, and what they're doing here is they're catching Tawas, loading up that box with 8 or 9 guys, and what they're really trying to do here is they really covered Campbell that time. Well, DiNuccio got stuck behind, and there was a big mix-up in the secondary for Tawas. Great pass by Davey to DiNuccio, and he took it to the house, and a good job, and just like that, it's 13-0, point pending.
Play action pass as he's able to roll off to the right side and find his split end, McShane, for the touchdown. Now Hawker for the point after. And he tucks that one in the right upright. And it's a 14-0 Suhai lead. Blue Devils go to their bread and butter to the run. Tawas able to snuff that out. But twice, Davey comes up with a big passing play. That one for a touchdown of 45 yards.
Yeah, and I like the play action because obviously, you know, Tawas is really loading up the box, setting in there, trying to get, trying to stop that run. They hit that play action, and all the secondary still went up, trying to stop Robinson. Over the top, you got an untouched, unguarded DiNuccio, and he's open in the end zone for a touchdown. Great play, 14-0 Suhai. Great start here, still with 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
You know, I heard that he was looking good, McShane, and DiNuccio McShane in training camp, taking over for Bennett Swanson. We see it there for the first time.
Yeah, and, you know, and DiNuccio is a good-sized wide receiver. He's probably 6'2", 6'1", 6'2", and he's got good speed. And
good hands, too.
Yeah, and good hands. So, you know, he I don't think he's played a ton of football, but he's able to make a play from that position.
There's the kickoff back at the 25 of the Braves, and the Braves will get it up towards the 35-yard line where they will start off from there with a 14-0 Suhai lead.
Yeah, and again, you know, just a perfect start for Suhai here, up 14-0, and now we'll be in a situation where they're going to be putting the defense back out there, and if you're Tawas, you got to try to sustain a drive here because the last thing you want to do is go three and out. If you go three and out here, you're in big trouble getting blown out early.
Now the Braves will come out with 3:56 to go here in the first quarter of play from their own 35-yard line for Tawas. And it will be Behringer in the shotgun, twins to the left, and setback to his right side. Back to pass, screen pass completed up the left side to Jake Hazen. Hazen brought down at about the 40-yard line on the play.
Yeah, they ran a little inside slant there to Hazen, and they were able to complete it. But good job by Gravel stepping up and making that tackle and wrapping him up.
And that will about a gain of 6 yards on the play. And now second and four from the 41-yard line of Tallis. Behringer with twins to the left, one lone setback to his right. He has a man in motion now, and they'll hand off a little draw play across the 40 up to about the 43-yard line for Lucas Herrick, the young man that was hurt earlier on that kick return. He is back out there, and he gains a few yards for the Braves.
Yeah, a little trap play again, a little counter trap play to Herrick. And they were able to pick it up and leave this here third short, probably third and two here for Tawas, and a big situation here for Sioux High if they can get a stop. I wouldn't be surprised if this is four down territory, though, for Tawas, down 14 to nothing.
And that one, a gain of 2 yards on the play. They get up to the 44-yard line on the run, and now it's third and two for the Braves and four down territory perhaps. They hand off up the middle. They might get it. Breaking tackles. They get up towards midfield. And Callan Campbell in on the tackle as he was able to bring down Evan Mokhti on that draw play.
Yeah, Mokhti got the direct handoff from Behringer there and was able to get it up the field and pick up that first down. And you know, in the grand scheme of things, that's a huge first down for Tawas because they were facing a bad situation if they don't pick that up.
And they get the run for the first down, their first to first down from scrimmage here tonight from the Tawas 49-yard line. It's first and 10 from the 50 for the Braves. A 2:20 to go in the opening quarter. It's a 14-0 Sioux High lead. And now Behringer in a draw play, hands off to Herrick. He gets across midfield, a gain of a yard on the play before being brought down. Dejon Willis in on that tackle for Sioux High. Campbell was there as well.
Yeah, Campbell and Dejon. And I thought Dejon Willis played a nice football game last week. Kind of a little bit of a surprise to me from that cornerback position. But he stepped up and made quite a few plays from that position and did a great job.
Second down. Gain of one on the play. And it will be second and nine for the Tawas Braves. They have twins to the right. One lone setback directly behind Behringer. Now a man in motion from right to left. And they will hand off on that sweep play. Nothing doing there. And in on the running play was Kyle Andrika. And he is brought down, a big loss. Good play defensively. Willis was in on that play again.
Yeah, and Caden Lujan from his middle linebacker position made a great read on that and was able to blow that play up and wrap him up. And then Willis came in and cleaned it up from there. But outstanding job by Lujan from his middle linebacker position reading that little running play right out of the gate.
Loss of yardage. It's now third and 11 from the 48-yard line of Tawas, back across on their own end of the field for the Braves. Behringer now has trips to the right. Back to pass in the shotgun. Looking, he'll throw downfield. Has a man. It's caught. It's Sioux High territory at the 35-yard line. In on the tackle for Sioux High was John Robinson. And a nice catch up that right side. Behringer able to find Hazen.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, I mean, you can play a great defense, but sometimes the quarterback just flat out beats you there, and he made a good read and a good pass, and they were able to pick up a first down and now have a fresh set of downs to work with. Good play by Behringer. You just got to give the kid credit. He threw a good football.
Yes, he did. No question about it. First and 10 now for the Braves on a run, and they get into Blue Devil territory at the Sioux High 38-yard line on the pitch and catch. Behringer now on a draw play, hands off. This is played to Herrick. Herrick going wide, and he's going to be brought down. Gravel on the tackle with Jake Davey, bringing him down for a loss on the play.
Yeah, good job again of stretching that play out. You got to give Davey and Gravel a great job of not over-pursuing and staying in their lanes, and then able to step up, make the tackle, and force a loss there of about a half a yard.
And now it will bring up a second and 10 coming up now for Sioux High. Second and 10, or rather for Tawas, with 20 seconds to go here in the first half of play. As the second quarter, or the first quarter, is coming to an end here momentarily. The opening quarter of play, and the handoff goes off right tackle. Not much doing there. A host of Blue Devils are there to bring Mokhti down on that run. And no gain on the play. That'll be the end of the first quarter of play. With the score, Sioux High 14, Tawas with the ball in Blue Devil territory, down 14 to nothing as Sioux High has the lead. Blue Devils 14, Tawas nothing. Back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOL. Welcome back to the Vance Sitters Field in the Sioux. Blue Devil football on Radio Sioux tonight. of course, our broadcast engineer, Frank Blissett, Dave Watson, and Pat Bennon here at the Van Sitters. 14-0 Blue Devils, 3rd and 10 coming up for Tawas at the Sioux High 38 as the Braves now move from left to right as seen in your radio dial, moving towards the south end zone. And Granite Behringer, the quarterback, is in the shotgun. He has Twins to the right side, a man in motion from left to right, back to pass. Behringer over the middle, tipped in the air, incompletely, nearly picked off as Lujan had it. Got a piece of him, and then Willis tried to dive after it for Sioux High, incomplete pass.
Yeah, and Sioux High got away with one there. I mean, they absolutely knocked down the wide receiver before the ball even got there. Number 8, I believe, is I think that was number 8 over there. I don't know if we have that number, but he got knocked down right out of the start there before the ball got to him. That should have been a pass interference call. Sioux High dodged the bullet there.
Kyle Andrika, number 8 for Tawas, as they went right up the middle. 11:54 to go, yeah, if you flip it over.
I'm looking at my one eye brought up. Yeah. You know, I mean, I gotta find it. I'll get there.
you lead it to water, but 4th and 9 coming up here for the Braves as they'll go for it, of course, in 4-down territory at the Sioux High 38. Back to pass, Behringer looking. He throws deep, has a man in the corner, but it's overthrown. Good coverage by Jake Davey over there as it was intended for Evan Mokdi, and it's a turnover on downs. Blue Devils take over.
Yeah, good coverage that time by Davey out on that side, not allowing anything to happen. Behringer didn't have anywhere to go with it, and had to throw it away, and that'll turn the ball over on downs, and Sioux High will take back over on offense here. And, you know, if anything there, Tawas has got to be a little bit happy. They gave their defense a little bit of a rest and not allowing it maybe to go downhill nearly as much here. But still, Sioux High up 14-0, and Tawas has shown very limited ability to stop them on the offensive end.
1st and 10 for the Blue Devils from their own 38-yard line as they'll take over as Tawas had a turnover on downs. And Jake Davey under center, split backs behind him, receiver to the right side. 14-0 Sioux High early, 2nd quarter in the Sioux. Now the handoff to Robinson, up the middle he goes as a huge hole across midfield, across the 45, changes direction to the left side at the 30, at the Tawas 25, 20, 15, 10, open the door, he's taking it to the house, touchdown Sioux High, John Robinson.
And you saw all his abilities on that one run right there. Outstanding vision, great hesitation, reads the defenses better than most running backs. I mean, he made two guys look silly on that play and was able to take it to the end zone. But that original play wasn't to go that direction. He cut it back against the grain, took it outside to the left side, and the two defensive backs from Tawas had him wrapped up, and he put a little juke move on him and took it to the end zone.
62-yard scamper for Robinson, and the Blue Devils have a 18-0 lead. It should be more than that. I'm going by the scoreboard. Here's Cole Hawker for the point after, tucked in the left upright, and that one's good. 21-0 Blue Devils.
21-0 too high as
Robinson with a nifty run of 62 yards on that play. And boy, he just gives you that different dimension we haven't seen from a Sioux High running back before, Pat, and what Robinson brings with that big scamper.
Yeah, and outstanding. And like I said, I talked about it last week with his vision, and you saw the vision there. He saw the hole open back up and went against the grain against it and then was able to bounce it to the outside. And then when he bounced it to the outside, he was able to take it up the field and able to put it to the guy.
Don't even try. Don't go there. Blue Devils up 21-0 over the Tawas of Braves here tonight at the Van Sitters Field in the Sioux. And now there's the kickoff. It's a deep kick by Kiekhafer and the Blue Devils. And now this is going to be Andrika brought down at the 25-yard line. Kiekhafer was there along with a host of other Blue Devils, including number 20, Evan Stevenson for Sioux High, and Tawas takes over 1st and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Sioux High with a 21-0 lead.
Yes, and an outstanding coverage again on that kickoff, able to make Tawas start on their own 25-yard line, and that's the big issue, you know, an outstanding job, and that's, again, a plus for the special teams for the third or fourth time tonight.
And it is a score keeps on going up.
I'm sure Mr. Bernard's not disappointed.
11:27 left here in the second quarter. I'll play 1st and 10 coming up here for Tawas as the Braves will get the ball here momentarily at the 25-yard line of Tallis. 21-0 Sioux High. Robinson with the big 62-yard run for Sioux High, and a timeout on the field, and Sioux High with the 21-0 lead. 62-yard scamper by Robinson for the touchdown as Ryan LaPlante able to get in the end zone earlier tonight for Sioux High on a one-yard plunge. And Jonah McShane on a touchdown pass of 45 yards from Jake Davey. The Nooch get in the end zone. And now John Robinson, 62-yard run on the first play from scrimmage. That drive lasted 13 seconds for Sioux High. And a 62-yard drive on one play for the touchdown for the Blue Devils, and they have the 21-0 lead, and Hawkers hit all three of his extra points.
Yeah, and you know, and they wanted to get a fast start both offensively and defensively, and they've been able to do that so far tonight. You know, and they've been pretty much mistake-free all night long. You know, I mean, I think they've done a great job. I think the coverage defensively in the secondary has been solid. They gave up the one pass for the first down, but other than that, they've been stout there, and the offense has looked very, very effective so far tonight. I mean, they've done it through the air, which we were wanting to see. Robinson still carried the football. They've got a lot of weapons here, you know, and we talked about maybe that playmaker ability, and we still haven't seen Davey actually have to run the football
yet.
No,
we haven't seen that, but it's coming.
It's there if they need it.
Yeah, it's coming. And next week, definitely, I think, you're going to have to bring everything out of the arsenal next week. There's no question. First and 10 for Tallis now from their own 25-yard line. And Behringer hands off and driven back for a big loss. Timmy Garland, Lujan in on the play along with number 70 for Sioux High. Adam Horrigan bringing that ball carrier back for a big loss on yardage.
Yeah, and Horrigan, you know, he played outstanding last week, and he just continues. And you see there, just great penetration from his defensive tackle position getting in there. And, you know, the one thing when you look out there, the amount of size and strength Sioux High has on that front four, it's very impressive with when you have Horrigan and Chico and Burke, and then you throw Campbell in there. Those are some strong and quick kids on that line.
7-yard loss for Tallis. They hand off. This is Herrick breaking tackles. Brought down at the 20 of the Braves. John Burke in on the play. LaPlante and Lujan for Sioux High as well. Actually, that was number 2 for Tallis. Evan Mokdi on the run.
Yeah, Mokdi tried to get up there. And again, you just see the ability. And what I'm really impressed with Sioux High's defense is their ability to pursue. I mean, that play looked like it maybe was going to go somewhere, but the backside came in and was able to clean that up after it was pushed back inside by their defense, Van Campbell. And then Burke came over and along with Robinson to clean that play up.
Able to gain 7 yards on the play, 3rd and 10 for Tallis from their own 20-yard line for the Braves, make it their own 21. Now Behringer in the shotgun, 10:02 clock rolling left here in the second quarter of play, and Tallis is going to use another timeout. Yeah. A lot of confusion there, I think, from the quarterback to the sideline on what they wanted to do. 9:59 to go here in the half, 21-0 Sioux High with a lead, 3rd and 10 coming up here for Tallis from their own 21-yard line.
Yeah, and you know, it's just been a dominating performance again. Sioux High has not allowed a lot of things to from just kind of carried over from last week. They just really haven't allowed a whole lot offensively. And then add in the and the defense has been outstanding. Offensively, I think they've scored a ton. You know, they've showed flashes, and I think they've opened up the playbook a little bit more tonight, you know, than they did against Stagnus, and that's why they're up 21-0. But we still, I don't think, have seen the full arsenal of Sioux High's football offensively yet, and I think you'll see that, as you kind of alluded to, next week.
Yep.
But, you know, you got to be very impressed with how this team is playing. They play with a great energy. I think they got great quickness. They seem to really float the ball. And the other thing is I noticed, I always look at a sideline and I say, you know, you can tell a lot by a team by the sideline. And the kids that aren't in the game, they're in the game. They're right on the, right up there hollering, cheering things on, and that's a great sign for a football team.
3rd and 10 for Tallis from their own 21. They hand off up the middle, and a host of Blue Devils in on the tackle, driving them back. Corrigan in on the play, along with big 71 for Sioux High as well. In Nick Chico, a host of Blue Devils in on that play, and it'll bring up 4th down. Braves will have to punt in their own territory.
Yep, we're going to, again, get great field position here. You know, they're going to be punting into the wind here a little bit, so this should be a huge benefit for Sioux High. They should get great field position to start this drive again, probably deep inside Tawas's territory.
And the Braves will punt it away. It looks like number two, Evan Mokdy, the punter. Max Scott for Sioux High, standing back at the 50-yard line. 9:10 to go here in the first half. On a 4th and 15, Tawas will have to punt it away. 21-0 Blue Devils. High snap, goes behind him. Mokdy picks it up, and he's brought down. Horrigan, or make that Garland. Timmy Garland on the play, and he didn't even get the punt off. And Sioux High has the ball inside the Braves' 10-yard line. Another great special teams play by Sioux High.
Yeah, and the high snap. And once that high snap happens, you know, he bobbled it for just a second, and Garland was able to get in, wrap them up, and I thought Sioux High would get great field position. Well, they got outstanding field position, starting inside their own 10-yard line, or inside of Tawas's 10-yard line, first and goal.
And now the Braves will see Sioux High start off at their Tawas 7-yard line with 9:03 to go here in the ball game, or rather in the first half of play here in the second quarter. And Davey has split backs behind him, a receiver off to the right side. Second quarter, 21-0 Sioux High. They hand off, up the middle they go. LaPlante, the pile's pushing him forward towards the goal line. He's going to be shy right on the line.
Yeah, they're going to call him down by about a half yard short. But again, just straight ahead running. Great job by a great push by that offensive line, allowing them to get through there, and it'll bring up second and goal from about a half yard line.
8:40 to go here in the first half of play. 21-0 Blue Devils as they're rolling here in the Sioux, looking to get the 2-0 on the campaign. Davey under center, split backs behind them. The Nooch, McShane split off to the far right side as the only receiver. 8:25 to go here in the half. Davey now hands off. Up the middle they go, and it's a touchdown for Sioux High up the middle. And LaPlante getting in the end zone on the half-yard run.
Yeah, he made that look real easy. And again, great surge by the offensive line. LaPlante basically just walked into the end zone untouched. And then just like that, it's 27-0, point pending. Chance to go up 28-0. And, you know, we're looking at that situation again where we could see the old running clock here to start the second half if things don't change for Tawas in a hurry.
Yeah, it's looming. And here's the point after for Cole Hawker. And that's tucked in the left upright. He's 4-for-4 for Sioux High. 28-0. Sioux High with a lead. 8:19 to go here in the first half of play. And again, majority of this game, pretty much a stress-free game. Tawas given a little pressure to Sioux High, but the Devils done a nice job to counter on the few defensive plays Tawas is able to make on them here early on.
Yeah, and I think the big benefit is the field position Sioux High's had most of the night. They've had great starting field position, and anytime you're going to get that kind of starting field position, you're going to end up with a good job, or usually end up in your favor, and they're winning a field position battle right now, and they're winning a battle in the trenches, so that's why, you know, they had that 28-0 lead. The defense has been sound, and as has the offense.
Here comes the kick off. Kiekhafer goes off and up back. Picked up there. Mokdi will pick it up to the left side, and he'll be brought down around the 25-yard line of Tawas, and it's 1st and 10 for Tawas as the Braves will get the ball with 8:13 to go here in the first half of play. 1st and 10 coming up. Sioux High with a touchdown. LaPlante off the, and it was all set up by the muff pump by Tawas, and on their own 7-yard line, and the Devils drive 7 yards into the end zone.
Yeah, and Keith Kafer, another great kick, and a great job by the gunner that time, Danuccio McShane, coming in to make that tackle.
Now, here comes the Braves, as 8:19 left here, in the, or 8:13 left here in the quarter. It's 1st and 10 from the Tawas 26-yard line. Handoff up the middle. Not much doing there. Right up the gut they go. And a host of Blue Devils, John Burke and Chico in on the play. Nick Chico
and John Burke on the tackle. Chico, Burke, and Campbell as well there. You know, the three, that's a very, that stout defensive line there, that's what's leading the charge. And right now, Tawas is not finding any room to run in the middle. Between Chico and Burke and Horrigan, there's just no room to operate. They're great penetration and making it very difficult to run between the tackles right now.
And we'll bring up a 2nd and 11, 1 yard loss on the play. And now it's 2nd and 11, they'll pass it. It's tipped up in the air from the middle. They go right up the middle and incomplete. Davey was over there with Garland as they were looking for Herrick, and Lucas Herrick could not come away with it. A high pass, incomplete.
And, you know, we saw it last year a little bit with Davey going to the defensive side of the football, but I really like what they've done with him this year. He's got great instincts back in that safety position. He moved up on that pass real quick. Even if the kid catches it, he's going to take a pop from Davey. I like the instincts he has back there, and I like that idea of putting him in that situation.
Second and 11 coming up now for Tallis from their own 25. 7 minutes left here in the opening half. It is a Blue Devil lead of 28 to nothing. I can't look at that scoreboard.
It's third. Yeah, it's third down.
A third down, rather. Third and 11.
Oh.
Third and 11 coming up, and
I think we got flags. Yep, false start.
And, yeah, that was because incomplete pass along with the run, and now the third down. Third and 11 coming up.
I didn't notice the score.
Yeah. 28-0 Blue Devils. There's 6.5 to go here in the opening half of play, and it will bring up the next down here for Tallis. And it will be third and 16 as a penalty flag before the snap of the ball. Third and 16 for Tallis coming up after the penalty for the Braves. Now this is Behringer back to pass. He'll be flushed out of the pocket. He'll tuck it and run down the sideline. He goes. He'll slide across and a nice run across the Tallis 35-yard line.
Yeah, good play by Behringer that time. He read nothing down the field, was able to tuck the football up and able to run it ahead a little bit and then go from there and got pulled down behind there. It's fourth down and about 6 yards here.
28-0 Blue Devils in the lead.
Everybody's coming over to say what's going on. Like we don't like you don't think they know. Pretty sure they're well aware of what it should be.
Yeah, the clock operator's getting heckled by the PA announcer, by the way. Fourth down coming up here. Tallis will punt it away. The rookie's
stop the clock here, yep.
The rookie's heckling the veteran.
Yeah, I know. I never heckle the veteran. No. You've been here so many years. I would never heckle you from up here. Notice I've been nice to you. I told you I was turning over that new leaf and not being mean this year.
You know, that's not going to last for very long. And again, last week, it didn't last the whole game.
Yeah, but that wasn't on you, was it?
Yeah, it was in the fourth quarter. I forget what it was, but it was a
popcorn.
Shot at me.
I think you talked about
popcorn. Yeah, and you wolfed down most of it. And now here he is up here as we get the handoff. Not much doing on that play. And turnover on down. Suhai takes over in Tawa's territory. Pat, I said, hey, Pat, here's some popcorn. I don't really like popcorn. Oh, next thing you know, robble, robble, robble. I thought you didn't like popcorn. There was a hole in the bag and everything.
It was gone before you know it. Easy.
First and 10 coming up for Suhai as a turnover on downs in Braves territory. And Suhai takes over at the Tallis 30.
Again, great field position as Tallis tried to fake the punt there. Suhai was not fooled at all, able to stop that from happening. And now we'll get it on Tallis' 30-yard line. And as I said, they've been inside Tallis' territory most of the night right now and up 28-0 and just continue to pile on the points here, hopefully, and get up 35-0.
Now this will be Jake Davey under center, and split backs behind him, a receiver split off to the right side. Davey hands off to LaPlante, right up the middle. He'll cut up to the left side, across the 20, all the way down to the 15-yard line. A nice run by Ryan LaPlante of 15 yards and a Blue Devil first down.
Yeah, good run there. And again, what's happening here is the middle linebackers of Tallis are sneaking right over the center, trying to get through there, and Suhai has figured this out and then able to counter that with going off that left side quickly with LaPlante. Once he gets by the initial surge, he's going to get 10, 12 yards because there's nobody in the middle of the field for Tallis defensively. They're already too busy trying to go through the backfield.
5:24 left here in the first half of play. 28-0. Suhai with a lead. They're driving, looking for more. First and 10. Hey, maybe if he just leaves it there, then they missed the PAT, that the score is right. Now it's first and 10 from the Tallis 15, and someone jumped on the line, and we get a penalty flag. Tonight's officials, the white hat referee Jeff Clark, umpire Kevin Killips, back judge is David Salo, head linesman Jack Miles, and Tom McKee also on the line for tonight's referees. Officiating crew.
Some of the best in the business.
Yeah, well, no comment. A lot of those guys are good.
They are.
A lot of them. Now the handoff, Albacall up the middle, and touchdown, Suhai. Albacall takes it in from 10 yards out, as they give it to the wingback, and Nick Alba call for the touchdown from 10 yards.
Yeah, and that'll make it 34-0, point pending here again. And, you know, if Sioux High punches this, gets this through, it'll be 35-0. Still 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And just a great job offensively by Sioux High yet again, and able to get through there. And Alba call, I mean, he basically went untouched on that right side. And the guys up front are starting to wear down.
You know, and the penalty flag
beforehand,
flies.
And I think it was offsides. Yeah.
Offside call.
On Tawas.
On Tawas.
Replay the down. So let's see. The last time Sioux High had that situation in Stigness, they decided to go for two in that point, but I don't know if they'll do that this time.
Cole Hawker, 4-for-4 in his point afters.
And you know, making him easy with some room to spare, so that field goal game could still come into play.
And, you know, in a tight game late, you never know.
Yeah.
And now Hawker will try it again. There's the snap. The hold is up, and that one is good. He tucks that one in the left upright, 35-0 the score. Sioux High with the lead on the Alba call, 10-yard touchdown run as the Blue Devils are cruising with a 35-0 lead here over the Tawas Braves. as they continue to...
Poor guys under poor the gun here.
Poor Tony. Easy for everybody else. They're not the ones having to operate that thing. That's.
I almost want to go over and give him a little hand. But
4:56 to go here in the half, and a 35-0 lead for the Blue Devils. As there's the kickoff taken by Tawas. Keekaefer kicks it off, and Tawas will have the ball at about the 32-yard line of. The Braves at their own 32. 4:52 to go here in the half, and it's a 35-0 lead for the Sioux High Blue Devils over the Tawas Braves here at the Van Sitters. Oh, you fixed it for him.
Multi-talented. I can do. I can come over here and color commentate and fix the scoreboard at the same time.
You had to go help the Hall of Famer out.
I don't know. When you got to help a Hall of Fame coach out.
Braves will come up here first and 10 from the 40-yard line of Tawas. 35-0 as the scoreboard's back corrected. It's 4:52 left here in the half, first half of play. And it's all Blue Devils here in the Sioux tonight. And a beautiful night for football. And Sioux High will... talk things over. Timeout on the field. Reminder, Coach's Corner on Saturday morning comes your way from Applebee's, 11.05 a.m. till noon. Scores that matter at the top of the show. Guest host is Scott Nason, filling in for yours truly. And we'll have Rick Big Daddy Corbier and Dan Lasley from the Sioux AAA Indians hockey team stopping by. Second half of the show, Blue Devils offensive line coach, assistant coach Matt Johnson will stop by to chat with Scotty on Coach's Corner, 11.05 a.m. till noon on Saturday here on Radio Sioux and 1230 WSOO.com and the TuneIn app as well.
What time's the flight leaving today?
Tomorrow.
What, are you flying or driving?
No, we're flying bright and early.
Right into Detroit to Cincinnati? Or?
Detroit to Cincinnati, and that's only an hour.
Oh.
So quick flight.
Now are you catching three games? Or
three games.
Three games.
Well, yeah, two that I know of. And Tigers taking on the Reds this weekend. They took it on the chin today.
8-6.
It ended up 8-6?
8-6, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I was 8-1 when I
Yeah, Manning did not. It was Manning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did not have a good outing
No, he
today.
Did not.
Yeah, but they got five runs late and made it respectable.
That's not bad. I was cutting my grass today, and I had to turn it off.
Have you ever...
Because, well, they were. It
you
was
got
brutal.
Mad? I mean, or.
Well, just that's like, well, you know, bad baseball. That ain't fun to listen to.
Well, when you're cutting grass,
I mean. go to my tunes.
Oh. You have a lawn cutting mix or what?
First and 10.
I can only imagine what's on that.
Well, I already got heckled by Coach Menard for going to the Dave Matthews Band show a few weeks ago.
Man, you do get to see a lot of stuff.
We've scaled back quite a bit. Because of COVID.
Yeah, it's not because of anything else.
First and 10 coming up here for Tawas back at the 10-yard line after the penalty flag on the Braves. And that backed them up. So it's first and 10 for Tawas from the Braves' 10-yard line. The handoff, not much doing there. John Burke in there along with Campbell, a host of Blue Devils. in on that play. And that will bring up second down. 4:40 to go here in the first half.
Yeah, and it's a quick moving first half right now. As again, the guys inside, Chico, Horrigan, Burke, Campbell, they're absolutely blowing up everything inside. There's no ability to run the football at all for Tawas. They become strictly one-dimensional, probably forced to throw the football more than they wanted to tonight.
Now we'll bring up second down and 10. No gain on that last run for Tawas. Behringer back to pass, rolling off right side. He has a man. He overthrows him. Sails right over the head of the intended receiver, Jake Hazen.
Yeah, and actually he was open. Gravel, the defensive back, slipped on the play, and Behringer had him open, and he just flat overthrew him, had Hazen wide open there. You know, thinking of Tawas football, now I'm going to get through some trivia. Do you know who the best Tawas football player probably ever was?
That receiver that played for Green Bay.
Very good. Jeff Janis.
Yes, Jeff Janis.
Very good.
He played for the Packers, and I want to say he was on the Browns practice squad at one point.
Yes, I believe he got let go by the Packers, and I think they ended up picking him up.
And another trivia for you, he's the one that caught that ball in the playoffs. There's a pass, a screen pass to Hazen just shy of the 20-yard line, and Ryan LaPlante able to bring him down. But remember that Hail Mary pass?
Yes.
That Rodgers in the playoffs against Arizona, at Arizona, and a deep ball that he caught in the end zone.
Yep.
That I think that tied the game, I think, sent it to overtime or something. He caught that ball, Janis did. That was pretty much his claim to fame for the Packers.
I am supposed to tell you that, you know, you got ripped on about going to Dave Vaftus by Coach Menard. Mm-hmm. Be sure to let him know the next time that, you know, you at least didn't go to the Hall & Oates card.
Yeah, that's what he said. First, you know, because he says, I'm not available for Coach's Corner on such and such date. And I said, well, we're not starting until after the St. Ignace game. There's the punt as a fourth down play. Max Scott lets it go. The punt returner bounces about the 50, and Tawas will touch it dead there, number 24 for the Braves. And that is Gabe Kanishevsky, and Suhai takes over midfield. He says, well, you know, he made some comment like, well, I don't go see trash like the Dave Matthews Band. I'm going to see Hull & Oates. And I'm like, really? You're gonna trash Dave Matthews Band, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I think Hull & Oates might be too. But you know, I'm going to see some has-beens. I mean, at least I know Dave Matthews Band hasn't had a hit in a while, but I mean, still, I mean, at least they're
Hall & Oates were in the 80s.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, Menard is old, so there is that. First and 10 from the 50. Yeah, him and I think Todd Peller are there, the usuals. Aging hipsters. Screen pass to LaPlante across the 45. Breaking a tackle. LaPlante down the sideline as he's brought down just shy of the 30 of Tawas at a Blue Devil first down. Little screen pass left side. Davy to LaPlante. That's becoming a nifty little pass. And LaPlante able to power his way into Braves territory.
Yeah, they roll LaPlante out to the left side. Davy to his left side, which I really like because of being the left-handed quarterback. And then LaPlante came out of the backfield, stuck behind and able to dump it off. And then LaPlante turned it up the field, lowered his shoulder, and picked up another 4 or 5 yards. And nice pitch and catch. And as we said, I didn't expect Coach Menard to put everything. They kind of, you know, strictly went run against St. Agnes. This time they're opening up the playbook a little bit more in this game.
First and 10 from the 33 of Tawas. Davy has split backs behind him. He's trouble with the snap. A loose ball, and that goes up the middle. Or was it a fake snap there?
No, it was a fumble.
And James Smith able to grab it, and they were able to get a positive yards on it as they get it all the way up to the 24-yard line.
Yeah, and he's the guy, and they had that. And the one thing, that's the third time we've seen it, and it's the one position that's new from last year is the center position. And Smith and Davey have had three miscues. They've been able to get two of them back. One time they lost the football.
Now it's second and 10 from the 24-yard line of Tawas. Davy now hands off to Robinson, breaking tackles, cuts up right now to the left side, and he'll waltz in the end zone. 24-yard run for Robinson for another touchdown.
Yeah, and that was pretty easy. And again, great vision, great cutback ability by Robinson. Going back, plays to the right, and he cuts it back to the left. And he has a great job of bouncing that ball. Play, seeing the hole and bouncing it back against the grain and able to take it into the house. And it's 41-0 now, and we are now at that running clock situation to start the second half.
Yep, it will be a quick move in the second half unless things drastically change, just like last week. Hawker for the point after, and that one is up, And that's tucked in. And he has not missed an extra point here as he is 6 for 6.
And it'll make it 42-0 Sioux High. And as we said, it's going to be a running clock. So you'll be able to get your bags packed and, you know, whatever else you need to get done a little bit earlier now.
Yeah, and stop at the radio station and cut a wrap-up for the morning show of this game for Matt Pocket.
Nice.
And, of course, download the game for the podcast, the podcast.1230WSOL.
I saw that. I actually listened to it the other day.
Of course, we put all the games on there, including your girls' basketball games, Patrick.
Yes, I like that. I like that little feature, and it's kind of fun to see.
And
it's,
we can thank Scott Nason for allowing us to be on his site for that. Something I wanted to get to a long time ago, and I just didn't know how to do it, to be honest with you. And then Scotty comes along with the game sports show site and everything he has, and he was more than happy to host us. And we have Coach's Corners and Sioux High broadcasts of all our broadcasts that I do, and Scott does as well, on podcast.1230wso.com. That link will take you right to the main site.
Right.
And
now, is he's back? They're still doing the game every Monday, right?
Yes. Monday 6 to 8 on ESPN 1400.
I got to be a guest little. I even got in a round table once.
So did I. A couple. I've been on two or three.
I kind of find them fun.
Yeah. You know, he should have us both on there with Butch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, we could have some fun with that. Butch, of course, Butch on Sports, a hilarious guy from the Detroit area, joins Scotty in the second half of the game every Monday night from ESPN 1400. It's over on ESPN 1400, 6 to 8 p.m. He does a great job of that show. The Sault Ste. Marie's only local, regional, and national sports show. An incomplete pass and a screen pass on first and 10 from the Tawas 37. And that was dropped by the intended receiver to the left side for the Braves. So it'll bring up second and 10 with 2:10 left here in the half. Speaking of Scott, he is in Cedarville for the Cedarville Detour Rudyard game. And right now it's Rudyard 28-0. Leading the Islanders. He might be out of Cedarville before we're out of here.
Yeah.
The way that game's going, it's all Bulldogs right now. Jimmy Suggett's Bulldogs leading the Islanders. Screen pass right side incomplete. Rudyard's going to be tough this year.
Yeah, they are going to be solid. They got good athletes. Mm-hmm. As we saw, they made a run in boys basketball all the way to the semifinals. And a lot of those kids are also football players.
Yep.
And then they've got a very solid eight-man football team. And, you know, right now I'm kind of surprised, but maybe Tawas is – and I'm surprised they're throwing the football right now. I think I'd be running it and trying to just get to the locker room.
Yeah.
Down 42-0. But third down here and 10, and Sioux High's got a chance again defensively to get the stop and get the ball back.
Now Behringer in the shotgun. One lone setback as a man in motion left and right, left to right, and a handoff and a sweep. Not much doing there. Just back to the line of scrimmage is going to be Mokdi. And he's brought down. Campbell in on that play.
And Campbell, again, I mean, he goes unnoticed a lot, but he makes a lot of things happen, and it's hard to teach what he does. He's such a smart football player. He does a great job on that defensive end. And what I mean by smart is he never really seems to get himself out of position or over-pursue. He'll make that play, go back inside, and allow his big interior lineman to make a lot of tackles. And that's a lot of reasons why Horrigan and Chico and Burke are cleaning up these tackles, because there's nothing to go outside because – Campbell makes it go back inside.
Braves have to put it away. Sioux High has Max Scott back deep, I do believe, standing at about 35-yard line of Sioux High. Here's the punt, and it's a booming punt, and Max will take it back at the Sioux High 30. Penalty flag flies, and now Scott breaking tackles, gets up to the 40. We'll have to check the marker with the 105 left here in the first half. Devils will probably just run the clock down,
yeah.
One would think. We'll check the penalty here.
I believe you're going to see a block and a back on Sioux High as the Tawas kid went down, and this could back him up 10 more yards. And I would expect Sioux High to maybe, they might try to run a play up the middle, but nothing real crazy, I'm guessing. You know, I don't expect to put the ball in the air and get to that locker room up 42-0 and get looking at, you know, the second half and moving on to next week. And I know it's seems kind of funny to be starting already talking about next week, but it's the second week in a row Sioux High has just been dominant in the first half. I mean, they were outstanding in the first half against St. Agnes, and again outstanding here tonight offensively and defensively, as they haven't allowed a point defensively yet this year.
And now Suhai on first and 10 from their own 32-yard line. Davey under center. Blue Devils with a 42-0 lead over Tawas. 1:05 to go in the first half. Splitbacks behind Davey, and they'll hand off, and it's a little sweep right up the middle. They'll get it back up towards the 35-yard line. A gain of 3 yards on the play. Look like Stevenson, the ball carrier for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, Evan Stevenson, number 20. And you're going to probably see, as this keeps progressing and going on, you're going to see more and more of
20. Evan Stevenson on the carry.
Get more and more Blue Devils coming out and getting in the game like last week. And they will have under a minute to go here in the first half of play. Those guys are flying on that golf cart.
They look like you sometimes going up and down there.
Better than Ben Dietrich hitting the light pole.
He's a little early. he's not here tonight.
He isn't.
No, he's going to the big house, opening day tomorrow.
Who do they play?
Western. Will be tougher than you realize, and that's hard for a Michigan guy to say.
And then they're under the lights next week with Washington, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't really paid attention to them.
No, well, why would you? As the time will
expire. I might start cheering for old Notre Dame.
Oh, there
I don't
you
know.
Go.
That'll never happen.
Yeah, I can get you tickets.
I bet.
Blue Devils with the lead at the end of the first half of play as the clock will get to zero. 42-0. Suhai with the lead over the Tawas Braves. I'll come back with the first half stats. Much more on the way as well. All Blue Devils in that first half. Suhai 42, the Tawas Braves nothing, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. 12:30 WSOL. Halftime at the Van Sitters Field, all Blue Devils in the first half over the Tawas Braves. Suhai at halftime leads the Tawas Braves in high school football 42-0. Here's the first half stats. In the first quarter of play, Blue Devils were able to draw first blood on their first series. After Tawas were able to stop a couple John Robinson runs, Suhai would get a screen pass to the right side. Jake Davey would find Ryan LaPlante. That pitch and catch would get LaPlante and the Blue Devils all the way down to Tawas territory. And then with 2:11, or rather with 7:07 left in the first quarter of play, LaPlante would take it in from 1 yard out for the touchdown. Blue Devils would have two first downs in that series, and time of the drive was 2:11. And a point after by the kicker for Suhai, Cole Hawker, was good. 7-0 Suhai, and then the Blue Devils would get another touchdown. Jake Davey would find a pitch and catch to Jonah McShane of 45 yards, and McShane would scamper in the end zone, a one-minute drive in total at 3:59 of the first quarter of play. Suhai was cruising to a 14-0 lead. Then the Blue Devils would get a touchdown from John Robinson, a 62-yard scamper going from east to west, and then he would go north for the touchdown. The one play from the scrimmage of that series, a 62-yard drive and the 62-yard run by Robinson. Time of the drive is 13 seconds. 21-0 Blue Devils. Hawker would hit another point after. LaPlante on a one-yard touchdown plunge at 8:19, and that was off a muff punt by Tawas, as that would give Suhai very good field position at the 7-yard line of the Braves, and they would march in for the touchdown. LaPlante 1 yard for the TD. Hawker at the point after, 28-0 Suhai, and then Albacall from 10 yards out for the touchdown. Point after good, 35-0 Blue Devils, and then a 24-yard run for Robinson. The point after was good, and Suhai has the 42-0 lead here at the half over the Tawas Braves. All Blue Devils in that first half, and we'll have a running clock in the second half to start off, because it's a 35-point lead or more. That will give you a running clock going into the second half like we had last week in St. Ignace. Last report out of town, it is 28-0 Rudyard right now, cruising past the Cedarville Detour Islanders in Cedarville tonight. That game over on Country 105. A reminder, coming up on Saturday morning, we'll have Coach's Corner for you, 11:05 a.m. till noon from Applebee's. Of course, on the Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan. On the corner, we'll have the scores that matter at the top of the show. Our guest host is Scott Nason, filling in for yours truly. And we will have on the corner on Saturday, including as guests, will be Rick Big Daddy Corbier, along with Dan Lasley from the Sioux Triple-A Indians hockey team, will join Scotty. And then second half of the show, Matt Johnson, Blue Devils assistant coach and offensive line coach, will stop by to talk Blue Devil football with Scott on Coach's Corner, all on Saturday. That, all that, and this week in high school sports from Applebee's on Coach's Corner on Radio Sioux, 1230 WSOO and 1230WSOO.com. And here it's a Blue Devil 42-0 lead over the Tawas Braves here at the half. We'll take a break, hear from some of the fine sponsors that bring you Blue Devil football, ABC News break coming up as well, and the second half of this game to come as well, as Sioux High has the lead 42-0 over the Tawas Braves at the Van Sitters Field, and we'll be back here on 1230 WSOO. We're ready for the start of the second half here at the Van Sitters Field in the Sioux for Tawas and Sioux High. 42-0. Blue Devils right now with the lead over the Tawas Braves here at the Van Sitters Field here in the Sioux. Tawas will kick off. Blue Devils will get the second half kickoff, and they will go on offense. Kick back deep to the Blue Devils, and that's taken up the middle. And this is McShane across the 40. The Nooch gets all the way up to the 45 of Sioux High, and the Blue Devils will have great field position from there. The Newts taking it from his own 5 to the Sioux High 45.
Yeah, good job, a great return, and again, another big play by the special teams. That was a well-kicked football, but a great blocking, and DiNuccio sprung it out to the left side, and Sioux High will start with great field position on their own 45-yard line here, up 42-0, and we're going to see that running clock situation going here for the next 24 minutes, and just see if Sioux High, if they, you know, you're probably going to see some different kids get in here and get some different opportunities.
First and 10 for the Sioux High 45 for the Blue Devils. 42-0 Blue Devils with the lead as we start the second half of play. Jake Davey under center, split backs behind him. Nobody out as a receiver now. And Davey will hand off. This is Stevenson, and he'll be hogtied about a gain of a yard or so. Evan Stevenson, he's a junior on this Blue Devil team.
Yeah, and he has, and like I said, we're going to see some different opportunities for kids here. I wouldn't be surprised if Davey will take a couple series, and then we'll see Lujan get in under center and give him some more reps, as we talked about last week. You got to, you know, we're going to have to replace that situation next year. It's hard to believe. It's been 4 years, but next year you'll have to do that, so I'm sure they'll get him some reps as well.
Two-yard gain on the run by Stevenson up to the 47 of the Blue Devils. Second and 8 for Sioux High. 42-0 Blue Devils with the lead. Davey under center, and they'll move Max Scott over from left to right as a split end. Split backs behind Davey. And here from the 47-yard line of Sioux High. First series of the second half for the Blue Devils, and the handoff goes to Stevenson. He's hogtimed from behind. It'll be brought down about a yard or two on the play of a loss, and in on the tackle is a 52 for Tawas. That's Jack Bush, along with number 5, Lucas Herrick, and a loss of, well, looks, they're going to say no gain, no loss of the play. I thought he was brought down prior to the 47, but Stevenson able to get back to the line of scrimmage.
And we're seeing some new linemen out there. Evan Arbick, a sophomore, big kid that's going to probably play a prominent role down the line now, is out at a guard position, and it looks like we got Grabel replacing a little bit of Campbell on a tight end spot as well.
9:45 to go here in the third quarter. Third and 8 coming up for Sioux High from their own 47-yard line. Davey now under center, hands off, and Herrick is there for the tackle, and they'll bring down the Blue Devil ball carrier, host to Tawas Braves in on that play, and the Sioux High ball carrier, Dominic Chico.
Yeah, and now we're going to see
a punt.
Our very first punt of the year. And you know, and this has always been an adventure, but so far Sioux High has been able to shore that up. I don't know who the punter is.
And
I don't know if it's Keith Kafer as well again, or
looks like Keith Kafer from this angle. Yeah, that's 59. Standing back at his own 37-yard line. Number 59, Chris Keith Kafer. Tawas has a man back at their own 20, and Keith Kafer with a line drive punt. And it's not a bad one. A little squibber, and it rolls all the way down to the 23-yard line of Tawas.
Yeah, and then a good kick there.
Kind
and
of
good,
a rugby style.
Yeah, it's going to be. He did kick it low, and you know, and he was able to squib it down there, get him down on the 23-yard line. Did his job. It wasn't what you would call the picture of beauty or anything in the air, but it got the job done. And basically, I looked at a couple things there. Did he get the kick off, and how was the snap? And both of them were solid, so that's good to see.
I think of rugby style punts. I think of that game against Michigan State there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Trouble
right.
with the snap.
Yeah.
First and 10 now for Tallis from the
Remember,
Braves
we were gonna be
23
nice this year.
Well, you said that. I never said anything about being nice. When have you known me to be nice? 42-0. Sue High with a lead. First and 10 now for Tallis on their own 23. And in the shotgun, they'll pitch it back. And this is Herrick. He has room to run to the edge across the 40, 45, and brought down from behind. Robinson able to bring Herrick down at midfield. First down, Tallis. Big run.
Yeah, good run there off the left tackle that time in Herrick. And, you know, this is the one thing, you know, I'm sure Coach Menard is going to warn these guys against is, hey, you can't come out here and be flat up 42-0. I know it's hard, and this is the hardest thing I'm telling you, to keep your kids motivated when you're up in a situation like this.
First and 10 for Tallis. Ball up to the 48 on the big run from Herrick all the way to midfield. 7:20 to go here in the third quarter of play. It's a 42-0 Blue Devil lead. And now this is going to be the quarterback, Granick Behringer. Behringer now hands off to Herrick. Herrick brought down for a loss about 2 or 3 yards. LaPlante in on the play with Campbell for Sue High, and along with Joey Gravel for the Blue Devils.
And that was Jacob Davey again doing a nice job coming up from his corner spot or safety spot and able to stop that run right away. And again, just great pursuit, and that was a good stop. And one that, you know, I think if Tawas gets another first down, I wouldn't have been shocked to see Sue High maybe take a timeout and just talk to their kids real quick.
Second and 14 for the 45-yard line of Tawas for the Braves. This is going to be Behringer in the shotgun. Twins to the left. Receiver split off to the right. One lone setback behind Granite Behringer. 6:25 clock rolling left in the third. Behringer screen pass left side. Could be picked off. It's batted away. Gravel was there looking for his second pick of the year. That would have been a pick six if he could have corralled it.
Yeah, he went and knocked it away. He played a basketball play and blocked it instead of going up and grabbing it with two hands and taking it in. That was pick six, but great instincts by Gravel on that play. He saw it, read it all the way, and Behringer was lucky he didn't give a pick six up right there.
Third and 14 coming up from the Tawas 45. Behringer in the shotgun, one lone setback, twins to the left as receivers. And now Granite Behringer looks, he wants to go to a screen pass, now double pump, fake, throws deep left side, incomplete, overthrew his intended receiver on that left side, Evan Mokti. And that's an incomplete pass of 5:40 to go in the third.
Yeah, and they tried to get Gravel to bite on that same play again. They went with a little out and up, and that time Gravel did a good job of staying with it. He didn't bite on it all the way, and it was able to stay with this man and make it very tough for Behringer to pick up that pass. And it's going to bring up fourth down here and 14 with 5:20 to go. What you would think would be a punting situation for Tawas, but down 42-0, anything's possible here.
Clock rolling to about 5:10 to go. Tawas, a little confusion, it seems like, on what to do, but they're going to go for it from the 45 of the Braves. Fourth and 14 coming up. Twins to the left. They're going to show that they're going to go for it here. They might be trying to okey-doke Sue High here. Now the little pitch on the snap to up the middle. It's Herrick breaking tackles across the Sue High 40 to the 35. Gravel brings him down at the 30 of Sue High, and a first down for Tawas. Nice run by Lucas Herrick up the middle.
Yeah, good run. That's a second big run by Herrick, and that time he was able to get right through the interior of the line, and obviously a little different situation here. But, you know, if you're Sue High's defense, you're playing for a lot of pride right now. I'm sure they don't want to be the first one to give up the touchdown here.
4.5 to go here in the third quarter of play. First and 10, Tawas on the Sue High 31-yard line. Big run by Lucas Herrick. Now Behringer in the shotgun. He has split backs, or has one lone setback next to him, and then a deep back behind him. It's Herrick, and they'll hand off to him up the middle. He has another hole. Up the middle he goes. Lucas Herrick all the way down as he will be brought down about the 15-yard line of Sue High.
Yeah, and the interior is getting beat up a little bit, and you're inside there, number 60 that time, Villa, and looks like who else came off on this situation. They're going to talk to those guys a little bit, young kids, Evan Arbick, same thing. They're gonna talk to them about what they need to get done here, and then probably put them right back into the game would be my guess here, as they brought in Burke and Horrigan to replace them right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and I think I saw Chico in there as well. And now Behringer in the shotgun. He has set back to his hip, and one deep back, Herrick. Herrick off left tackle, and not much doing there. Lujan into the play. John Burke in on that play. Looked like Nick Chico as well with 3:20 to go here in the third quarter of play. 42-0 Blue Devils. Tawas has the ball in Sioux High territory inside the 20.
Yeah, and, you know, again, they're just trying here. If you're Sioux High, you're you gotta think here. You want to continue what you did. You don't want to have any mental lapses here in the second half against this situation. Up 42-0, and it's a very difficult way to play. But you got to try to motivate your kids to get that shutout again.
Second and 9 coming up now for the Braves from the 19 of Sioux High. Behringer pump fakes. Back to pass. He looks. He throws. Downfield incomplete. Good coverage by the Blue Devils. Third down coming up.
Yep, good job. And they tried that same little up and out route and faked that out pass and then sent him deep. And Sioux High didn't bite. Great coverage. And was able to – lucky that one wasn't picked off. And it's going to bring up 3rd and 9 here for Tawas.
2.5 to go in the third quarter of play. 42-0 Blue Devils, and a third down coming up for the Braves from the 19-yard line of Sioux High. 3rd and 19. Granite Behringer, the quarterback, he'll have 2 setbacks, 1 to his right hip and a deep back behind him. Twins to the left in receivers for Tawas, and they're going to get a man moving to the right. And as a receiver, they pitch it back now to Herrick. Herrick goes off left tackle, moving the pile towards the 15-yard line and that left hash, as he will be brought down just around the 15-yard line, gain about 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, it's going to bring up 4th down and about 7 yards probably here, and obviously a 4-down situation. Tawas is going to try to put it up here. Sioux High trying to get that stop and not allow them to get in, put it in the end zone.
1:40 left here in this third quarter of play. 42-0 Blue Devils in the lead. Dave Watts and Pat Bennett at the Van Sitters Field in the Sioux for Blue Devil football. And our broadcast engineer is Frank Blissette, is working our variable resistors back at the Radio Sioux studios. You want to go down there, pal? Last hot dog just given. They were giving out hot dogs down there. Surprised you didn't fly through the window.
I was going to go out top row here and just say, hey.
I'll take a couple of those.
No, I'm surprised. Golf shape. I'm still in golf shape, so I don't want to.
Surprised the public address announcer didn't leave his post.
Well, he was hollered for a hamburger.
As soon as the half ended, he ran down and got one.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. No. I've never seen him move that fast. And 4th down coming up, we're gonna have a penalty.
False start, I believe.
False start on Tawas, so that backs him up to the 21 now. And a 4th down coming up for Tawas. They will go for it, 4-down territory in the Sioux High end of the field. And
Josh Burke all in for a hot dog.
He's auctioning him off at the other end of the press box. Behringer back to pass. He'll throw it. He has a man incomplete. And Kanishevsky could not hang on. He heard footsteps behind him, and Sioux High takes over on downs from the Blue Devil 21.
Yeah, and even if he catches it, I believe Gravel's going to wrap him up and not allow anything to happen there, and they're not going to pick up the 1st down. So, again, a good stop there. Got to stop after Tawas drove the ball down the field. A couple of big plays by Herrick from his halfback spot. But after that, Sioux High tightened it up. They get the stop and still hold that 42-0 lead, and that should just about wrap up the 3rd quarter.
Yep, Sioux High's going to let that clock run out, and that will end the third quarter of play. No scoring in that 3rd quarter, as it's a 42-0 Blue Devil lead, and we'll be back in 1 minute with the start of the 4th quarter. All Sioux High, Blue Devils 42, Tawas nothing. We're back in 1 minute to the Van Sitters. You're listening to Blue Devil football on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Van Sitters Field, start the 4th quarter coming up. It's 42-0 Blue Devils leading the Tawas Braves. 1st and 10 Sioux High on their own 21, moving from left to right as seen in the radio dial, moving towards the south end zone. And they'll hand off up the middle, and that is Dominic Chico getting across the 25 to about the 28-yard line of Sioux High. Nice little run to start the 4th quarter of play.
And Chico, another sophomore that will be counted on down the road here to just fill in some spots at the halfback, getting a few more reps again. He got quite a few at St. Agnes, and he's going to get quite a few here against Tawas as well.
Second down coming up here for Sioux High. Blue Devils with a 42-0 lead, and getting some second-string guys in. And as Pat mentioned, we're going to see Caden Lujan under center here. And we do now to start the 4th quarter. Mm-hmm. Lujan under center like he was to end last week's game, as he's the new quarterback for Sioux High to finish this game off. Now Lujan, Hands off. Not much doing there. A host of Tawas Braves are there to bring down the Blue Devil halfback there. And that is number 7, the ball carrier for Sioux High, and Deshaun Lowe's.
Yeah, and he's going to probably lose a couple yards there and back him up to 3rd and about looks like 4. I know that scoreboard hadn't changed him. I'm not
going to
say anything.
No, and we played a couple plays before the actual time started. It was supposed to be a running clock, but that's neither here nor there. He's being heckled over there enough anyway.
Yes.
Between
he's,
Andre,
he's on the hot seat over there.
Yeah, between Andre and John and the new PA announcer.
I noticed, you know, John Burke got 2 hot dogs up here rather quickly and didn't even offer one to either one of us.
Wow, those are going to be gone before you know it. And he was auctioning them off. Now the handoff off right tackle.
He ate them quicker than Kobayashi.
Wow. And Joey Chestnut. 3rd and 3 coming up here for the Blue Devils. As Lowe's with another run off right tackle there. And it's actually going to be 4th and 1 now. We've got to stop going by the scoreboard here.
Let's see if Sioux High test their punt game here or they try to pick up this first down. Looks like they're going to go under center with Lujan, so they're going to go for it.
Caden under center. Split backs behind him. Receiver split off to that left side. On 4th and 1 for the Blue Devils. Lujan under center. Now Caden Lujan. He'll try to tuck it. Nope.
Here.
Whistle.
We got
flag,
a flag
flies.
Don't know what it is yet. Oh.
And oh, now it's wow! You he goes big game hunting.
Jeez. How in the world does this work? He's welcome up here all the time.
That's
now.
Right.
He's got pull.
4th and 1 coming up. They'll
back him up.
Back him up to about a 4th and 6. So they'll punt it away. And now Kiefer with a booming punt, and that takes a good Sioux High bounce all the way to the Tawas. Near 30-yard line to about the 32.
Yeah, they had to false start on that 4th and 1. They would have picked up the first down. They called a false start, backed them up 5 yards, made it 4th and 6. And Keith Kafer with a good punt there. And Sioux High's defense would be put to the test again here, see if they can continue this shutout for 2 straight weeks.
42-0, Blue Devils with a lead, and Tawas now will take over. Go ahead, Pat. I know you want to.
I do. I'm not going to lie.
Go ahead. You ate popcorn out of here last week. Yeah, we'd go with pizza.
What's wrong with a pepperoni cheese pizza?
Didn't say you could talk while you're eating. first and 10. And I got that on tape, too, by the way. Mm. And it will be on the podcast.
I'll talk to Nathan. He can delete that.
Oh, no, he won't. Please.
Boy, we got nachos coming out now.
Well, John's really emptying the arsenal. 8:41 left here and a timeout by the Blue Devils as they will talk things over. Gordy Campbell will chat with his defensive crew out there as Sioux High will huddle up with 8:41 to go and Tawas getting the ball and a 1st and 10 coming up here for the Braves out of the timeout here that is happening and 8:41 left here in this ball game. Sioux High will get the 2-0 in the campaign and they'll host the Kingsley Stags on Friday night and we'll be here for that kickoff show. Is that one you're missing or is that?
No, I'm here.
No, you're here.
I'm here for the much anticipated matchup.
Okay, 6:35 kickoff show here on Radio Sioux, 1230WSO.com and the TuneIn app as well. That will be a big one, the Kingsley Stags and Sioux High in Northern Michigan Football League play.
I think that'll be a very much anticipated matchup.
Oh, I think so.
I think it'll be see a lot of people. Hope we get a great crowd. It'll be the first week of school, so you should see a lot of the students coming back to watch the game.
I was just going to mention, we should have a great crowd, hopefully good weather. Students will be back, as Pat said, with school starting on Tuesday.
I know I'm looking forward to getting back in the classroom. So.
Yeah, there's a lie. But
can't say that on here. No,
I'm just joking. I'm being facetious. 1st and 10 here for Tawas from the 32-yard line. And now a fake on the handoff. Now a wobbler of a throw, and it's caught by the Braves. And that was number 2. That was Evan Mokdi. Mokdi brought down. There's a penalty flag back at the 27-yard line of Tawas. That might be roughing the passer. I'm not sure. It looked like he got
area.
Hit pretty Mm-hmm. He got hit pretty good, Granite Behringer, that is. And 8:27 to go here in this ball game. Kingsley and Sioux High next Friday night. The kickoff show, 6:35 from the Van Sitters Field. Hopefully we get a good crowd on hand. It will be a highly anticipated game, as Pat mentioned, probably one of the feature games on 9 and 10 Sports
I would
Overtime.
Think so. Yes.
That will be a big one. And, of course, Sioux High going in 2-0. Kingsley will have to find out what happened with them in Glen Lake tonight. But, of course, that will be a big game in the Legends Division. Now, I think there's three games on Sioux High's schedule that I look at are real to focus on. Kingsley, Traverse City, St. Francis, Week 7, but then I'll pivot back to Week 6, Grayling.
Yep.
And Scott Menard has mentioned Grayling every time you talk about the schedule. You know, he talks about St. Francis and Kingsley. He always throws Grayling. They have a really good running back. That will be the true road test for Sioux High because they get Kingsley and St. Francis here.
Mm-hmm.
So that one there, and that will be a week before the St. Francis game. That's Week 6, October 1st. That will be a big one.
That now I'll also throw the Gladstone game in too.
Gladstone,
we've always struggled with Gladstone for whatever reason.
Gladstone because they're going to circle that because they want to get the Braves. You know, after Gladstone's handled them the last 2 years, and last year when Sioux High went in that game 2-0 off two big wins over St. Francis and Marquette, the Braves came in here on their home opener and spoiled the party. And then 2 years ago, a scuffling Gladstone team knocked off a surging Sioux High team. And the Blue Devils had a battle the rest of the way after that to be able to make the playoffs. But, yeah, Gladstone's one at the end of the year I would circle as well. Of course, Sheboygan, that's a rivalry game. You're always going to have that on there. But, no, the big three in Gladstone there, that one at the end of the year as well. And there's John Burke wrapping up the ball carrier for a loss in yardage all the way back to the 38-yard line, as that is Max Herrick brought down for a loss. And 7:35 left here in this one as Herrick brought down for a loss back at the 40-yard line as John Burke able to wrap him up on that play. Second and 11, 3-yard loss for the Braves on that play back to the 40-yard line of Tallis.
Yeah, great penetration by Burke that time and absolutely blew that play up and made a good hard hit but a good clean hit.
Now Behringer in the shotgun, one lone setback. Twins to the left and Twins to the right. Now they have a man in motion, and Behringer fumbles the ball, and he'll have to eat it all the way back at about the 33-yard line.
And I see that's not Behringer.
Evan Mokhti is now.
So they have taken Behringer out of the game, probably just playing it safe here, realizing that they don't need to get him hurt as they move further down the season. They're going to need their quarterback in games that they're going to be a little bit more competitive in.
Evan Mokhti is now at quarterback, as Pat mentioned. 6:40 left in this one, 42-0. Sioux High with a lead. And on a third and 11 coming up from the 34 of Tallis, man in motion, high snap. Mokhti back to pass. He's a lefty. He throws, tipped up the air, nearly intercepted there. Gravel was in the area to pick that off at midfield. Incomplete pass. Third down play is 6:20 left as the clock's rolling here in this one in the fourth quarter in a 42-0 Sioux High lead.
Yeah, and I guess here on fourth and 20, I'm not going to expect Tawas to go for it here. I'm going to guess they're going to punt the football away, and, you know, Sioux High is going to try to pick up a couple first downs and end this game and move on to next week.
Did you catch any of the Tour Championship today before
I did
before
a little bit, yeah, I did. I watched Cantley. He's leading.
He's still leading?
John Rahm had a good good day, though. I mean, he went 5-under today and got himself.
Well, he's having a good year.
He really is. They've been pretty solid across the board. It was kind of fun to watch. It's different because they got the lead coming in.
Right.
You know, so.
Going off the BMW last week. Yeah. Now, how about that last week with him and DeChambeau?
Oh, that's six. Yeah, that was fun to watch.
I was heckling my golf buddy in my golf league, Donnie Carrick. He's a huge DeChambeau fan.
Oh.
And he said, Cantlay was hitting out of whatever. And I says, well, your boy was. He missed a lot of good putts.
Yeah, in fact, some people were commenting, and I said, he's putting like I do.
Yeah.
So
I noticed, as Sioux High takes over and the punt, that will go back to the Blue Devil 30-yard line. I commented, I said, he could drive the ball, but you know what? That little 2-foot putt counts just as much as that 300-yard drive that he has.
Yeah, absolutely. And you saw it there on that weekend because he had four or five opportunities, I thought, to put him away and didn't do it.
That was a lot of fun. That was You know, Patrick Cantlay, real fun to watch.
And we got college football officially. I mean, it kicked off a little bit last week, but I believe is Ohio State tonight? Ohio State, Minnesota.
Yeah, row your boat. luckily, handoff goes to Lowe's. Luckily, Bishop Sycamore's up playing tonight. Did you see that?
I did see that. That is amazing. What's even more amazing is those guys actually played junior college football. And got just manhandled by high school team.
Absolutely. Wow, one of the best high school football programs, but I know what you're talking about. Absolutely. Then there was a warrant out for the rest for the head coach, apparently, at Delaware, Ohio. And now the governor of Ohio is looking into it. It sounds like this school is pretty much of a sham, an online school or what have you, at least the football program. But how you get on national television and to play one of the elite programs and have just absolute, you know, no business being out there is amazing. And they took their word for, oh, we have a bunch of D1 kids. And I love the broadcasters. Well, we couldn't verify that. Now, Stevenson on the run left tackle. He gets all the way to the 30, to the 25, down to the tallest 20-yard line. Nice run by Stevenson as he goes all the way from Sioux High territory all the way to the Braves' 20-yard line. First down, Blue Devils.
Yeah, now off the left side of the line again, and that's been very, very successful for Sioux High. Anytime they've gone to that left side of the field, they've been able to get huge yardages. And that time, Evan Stevenson, and he showed some good speed once he hit the hole and able to pick up a big yardage and brought down around the 25-yard line or 20, well, inside the 20, isn't it? Yeah, so about the 17-yard line. I'm looking at the clock, too. I shouldn't do that.
He has it fixed now. It says 17. Yeah. And now under center, Lujan, split backs behind him, and they'll hand off. This is going to be Chico this time, Dom Chico. No gain on the play. Right up the middle he goes. 2:40 to go here in the ball game. Yeah, the big game this week of college football, Georgia-Clemson, I think. That's a big
one. Yeah, that is a big one. Yes. Yes, it is. I forgot that. Is that Sunday night or Monday night?
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Because isn't there always one on Labor Day night, too?
Irish play Sunday night at Florida State.
Yeah, but I'm on, like, teams that that matter.
And then Monday night, I think it's Ole Miss playing Monday night. And then tomorrow night, Michigan State plays Northwestern. Now Lowe's off left tackle. There's a penalty flag, though. We'll have to check the marker. And right now it's a touchdown for Sioux High.
But I think this one's coming back. It's going to be a hold against Sioux High, and that's going to get back them up.
2:07 left here in this one. And that will back up the Blue Devils and the penalty flag and negate the nifty run for Sioux High's Deshaun Lowe's. Yep. Blue Devils going with a different look as far as guys they bring in this week as opposed to last week. Of course, Sebastian Salcido is out with ankle injury that they said he could have perhaps went, but they didn't want to risk it, especially tonight. Let him rest another week.
Right, and we are seeing some different kids, but, you know, you never know, and especially in football, when somebody's going to be asked to step up and maybe have to play three or four downs because somebody gets nicked up. So good to get extra kids in here right now and give them some experience.
John Robinson against Marquette last year. Remember Chris Pierce hurt his shoulder and couldn't come back in, and that's when we really saw Robinson step up. Penalty flag again. Hand off to Lowe's off left tackle. Not much doing there. Flag back towards the 27-yard line of Tallis. 1:37 clock rolling left here in this one. 42-0 Blue Devils.
Yeah, it's going to be
third down coming up for Sioux High.
Stevenson, I didn't see the call. I didn't know if you caught it. I didn't catch either. So
flag still on the field.
Yeah, or maybe just.
You know, he looks like one of the officials talking to the Tallis head coach over there.
That flag's still there.
Yeah. Yeah, they're lining up, and the flag still hasn't been picked up.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well.
It's only a minute to go. It's one of those
things. The clock operator off the heat. Now everybody's saying the flag on the field. Hand off now, Stevenson. Stevenson going to be brought down. Ooh, big hit there. And Kanishevsky, he opened up a can on him back at the 32 of Tallis. 45 seconds left in this one. Sioux High will get the 2-0 on the season. And they have yet to be scored upon.
Yeah, and again, just a dominating performance, especially in the first half. By Sioux High, offensively and defensively. You know, we haven't allowed a touchdown up to this point. Obviously, you know, we're moving on to see Kingsley, and that's, I think you'll see a little different scenario there. Yeah. But, you know, I like the what Suhai is doing offensively. I love what they're doing defensively. The special teams has been shored up. Yeah, we saw a few more penalties maybe in this. But, again, this is the second unit. They're learning from it. So you can live with those mistakes. But the bulk of the starters haven't made a lot of mistakes, and they're going to move on to 2-0 here with a dominating victory.
And, well.
Delay a game. Yeah.
Delay a game against Suhai. 4.8 seconds to go here in this one.
And I don't know what if it actually runs off of this or not. It probably. Clock is dead. Yeah. On a delay a game, yeah. I wondered.
Jeff Clark will let us know, of course. Referee. And now Caden Lujan under center. Split backs are behind him. And now they will hand off up the middle, and that's Chico. That will run the clock out. And there's your ball game. Suhai's 2-0, 42-0 victory. And Pat, now on to Kingsley, get a final thought. And I think now we could talk about the Stags, and that will be one that I think everybody will be looking forward to. Hopefully, as you alluded to earlier, we get a great crowd to see this football team play because that will be a big moment for Suhai football.
It's going to be, and I think it's going to be a very interesting game. I think we will get challenged there a little bit, you know, winning 42-0 tonight and 37-0 last week. Obviously, nobody scored on our defense yet, and our offenses look pretty potent. But obviously, we're going to see a different style of team here, a little bit more competitive team in the fact that, you know, Kingsley obviously went and thought it had state title aspirations only to get derailed by COVID, you know, down the stretch. But they're a very, very good football team, well-coached, very athletic. You know, I mean, they took us out behind the woodshed, I believe. I didn't get to go down, but I did listen to you.
40-6,
it was not a pretty football game, and I'm sure Suhai circled that on their calendar, remembered that. And if you want to win, and this is, you know, I keep forgetting that we're in a conference now.
Yeah.
You know, and we're in that division, and you want to win that championship. You know, the conference championship's a big deal in football and in any sport for that matter. And, you know, if you want to win that conference, you're obviously going to have to knock off Kingsley and then, you know, we've talked about St. Francis and Grayling, but those teams are going to be the teams you have to beat in order to win a championship. And you got them here on your home field. You got beat 40-6 last year. You know, kind of a little statement game. Find out where we're at as a team. But, you know, I like what's going on right now, and I just think in all aspects of the football game, Suhai's playing extremely well.
Sounds good. Thanks for joining me again, Pat, and looking forward to next week.
Always fun.
All right. Pat Bennett, our football analyst, and we'll be back with our post-game show in a moment. Back in 1 minute with the final stats. Suhai 42, the Tawas Braves nothing. Blue Devils are off to a 2-0 start. Back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Van Sitters Field, Suhai's off to a 2-0 start, 42-0. They knock off the Tawas Braves to win this game here tonight. They score early and often. Ryan LaPlante for the Blue Devils was able to get things going with a one-yard touchdown plunge early on in the first quarter, 7:07 to go in the quarter. Then the Nooch, Jonah McShane on a touchdown catch from Jake Davey, 45 yards in the pitch and catch, 14-0 Suhai in the first half of play. John Robinson, a 62-yard scamper. You go east, west, and then finally north for the touchdown. One play from scrimmage for the 62-yard scamper. PAT was good for Suhai as they were cruising 21-0. And then Ryan LaPlante's second touchdown of the game, a one-yard plunge. It was on a short field due to a muff punt by Tawa. Suhai get the ball on the Braves' 7-yard line. PAT was good, 28-0 Blue Devils. And then Nick Albacall from 10 yards out, he'll go to the right corner of the end zone for the touchdown. PAT good for the Blue Devils, 35-0 Suhai. Then Robinson, another touchdown, 24-yard scamper, his second of the night, and that would make it a 42-0 ball game. All in the first half, Suhai would get that scoring, and they'd move on to the victory of 42-0. No scoring in the second half. Blue Devils would be able to get everybody into the game, pretty much a majority of the roster, as they did last week against St. Ignace as well. Suhai wins it 42-0 over the Tawas Braves here tonight. A reminder, Coach's Corner comes your way Saturday morning, 11:05 a.m. till noon from Applebee's and the Business Spur at Sioux, Michigan. Scott Nason will be guest hosting on the corner. The scores that matter at the top of the show, Rick Big Daddy Corbier and Dave. Dan Lasley from the Sioux AAA Indians hockey team will stop by. Also on the second half of Coach's Corner, Matt Johnson, the Sioux High offensive line coach and assistant coach, will be on hand to chat with Scott Nason about Blue Devil football. All that this week in high school sports and much more on Coach's Corner from Applebee's in the Business Bureau in Sioux, Michigan on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. And we'll be back to have our next game preview, final thoughts, and to wrap it up. Sioux High wins at 42-0 over the Tawas Braves. Back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. And welcome back to the Van Sitters Field in Sioux St. Marie as we close up shop. And a reminder that time for our next game preview, the football Blue Devils will be back in action a week from tomorrow night. It will be September the 10th on a Friday. The Kingsley Stags will venture to the Sioux for a key Northern Michigan Football League Legends Division contest. Kingsley Stags won last year's matchup 40-6 in Kingsley. Stags went 8-0 counting the two playoff wins till COVID knocked them out of the playoffs, so they have a chip on their shoulder for sure coming into this season, no question about that. Join Pat Bennett and yours truly for the call. Kickoff show will come your way at 6:35 from the Van Sitters Field in Sioux St. Marie on Radio Sioux, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Final thoughts? Well, this team keeps on cruising. Now we see where the rubber meets the road next week. We see them against a true test, one of the key teams on their schedule. As I looked at it as three teams. Pat mentioned Gladstone. I think they would throw them in there as well. But the first test is coming after two big wins against St. Ignace and Tawas, and they handled their business. They took care of business pretty much flawless. Now they'll take on a team that can match them strength for strength. Should be a dandy. I hope we get a great crowd. Come out and watch this football team, folks. Should be a good game against the Kingsley Stags here at the Van Sitters Field. Bring your radios with, because we'll have the call on Radio Sioux starting at 6:35 as always. But things are looking good for Sioux High football. Now a big test awaits with the Kingsley Stags coming to town. Catch a wrap-up of tonight's game on the 1230 WSOO Morning Show with Matt Pocket, filling in for Mark Sinangelo tomorrow morning during sports. About a quarter after the hour or so is when that should run during the sports segment of the Morning Show. And that will be running tomorrow morning. Matt will have that for you, as you'll hear yours truly on the Morning Show as Matt will kick it to us for a wrap-up of this game on the Radio Sioux Morning Show 6 to 9 tomorrow morning, the 1230 WSOO Morning Show with Matt Pocket, filling in for Mark Sinangelo. Blue Devil broadcasts of replays of broadcasts of Blue Devil games can be heard at podcast.1230wsoo.com. You have been listening to Sioux High Football on the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics, 1230 WSOO. For my partner, Pat Bennett, broadcast engineer, Frank Blissette, IT director, Mike Spooler, I'm Dave Watson. From the Van Sitters Field in Sioux St. Marie, the Blue Devils in football are now off to a 2-0 start. So are the JVs. They won last night as well. And the Sioux High Varsity wins tonight. Final score, Sioux High 42. The Tawas Braves nothing. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.